Thank you. Okay. All right, I want to mention a few horrors. Please, let's get them down before we start the next sugya. Please, let's get them down. Didn't have a chance to say them yesterday. Okay. Let's begin with the following. We had mentioned this notion. Let's get it down. We mentioned this notion of Sarseyu. Sarseyu. Sarei Samikavit Arsheyu. What does that mean? We had that, if you remember correctly, on Rashi, on Tesim and Aleph, when he switched it around. And what did he say? In Dibra Maskil Chagasukis. What does he say in Chagasukis? Chagasukis Tase. Sukis Tase L'chag. Switch around the words. Sarei Samikavit Arsheyu. Invert the pasuk and say Adrosha. Now let's get this. Daddy, let's get this down, okay? What does this mean, Sares Mikavid Arsheyu? So Sirus means a lashon of hipuch, that we should read the pasuk from the end to the beginning. This is what Rashi says in Sanhedrin Yudalim and Aleph. So the Pnei Yeshua says that we're Darish from the word Tase, that it's Muteris. So therefore, what do we say? We flip it around, we say that you should Chagas Sukkas Tase, Sukkas Tase L'chag. Make a sukkah for the holiday of sukkahs. So I want to point this out as follows, okay? Chas v'sholom. Let's get it down in our notes. Chas v'sholom, that the perish this means is that the pasuk is not masudr. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a pasuk that was backwards. Chas v'sholom. That's not what this means. Chalil v'chas. Chas v'sholom to say the pasuk wasn't written like its form. But what it means is that we don't have the apprehension to understand the pasuk like it should be written. And therefore, the only way we can understand it is if you invert the pasuk. But we have lost the chachma to be able to what? To be able to understand the pasuk the way it should be written. And therefore, since we've lost that chachma to understand the melitz and the remiz of the pasuk, we can only understand it lamaisa. We don't have the apprehension of the deep mystery of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us, and therefore, this is the only way we understand it. This is what the Shla HaKadosh writes. So please get that. That's the first Ta'ara. No one should think that Saris Mikavid Arsheyu means, oh, that Chas V'Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Pasuk backwards. That's Narishkeit, okay? And therefore, the Pshat is that we don't have the avana to understand the pasuk kitzeder, kitzuraso. We understand it that if you flip it around. Okay? That's the Shla HaKadosh is aura number one. That's the first aura I wanted to mention. Okay. Number two. Please get this down. Second aura I wanted to mention is that the Torah's Kohanim, which is the Torah's Kohanim, which is a what? Which is a medrash on Sefer Vayikra, many times argues on the Talmud Bavli, in the Gemara Bavli. And there is an instance in our sugya, which I didn't mention, I want you to get number two, where the Torah's Kohanim writes in Parshas Emor, Pirik Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, that the whole Isra Hanah on Schach is only Midrabanan. On the bottom of the page in the Torah's Kohanim, there's a Rishon named the Rash Mishantz. We've mentioned him many times. Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz. He has a famous parish in the Torah's Kohanim. And right there in that spot, he quotes a Yeshua Forshim that says that according to the Torah's Kohanim, it is in fact the Rabbanan. Well, that's against our what? That's against the Bavli. That's against the Gemara Bavli. So Machlokes the Gemara Bavli and the Torah's Kohanim, whether Atzei Sukkar Deraisa Rabbanan. How do we prove that it was Deraisa? Because remember we said that the Gemara is clearly learning that it was Deraisa. Because what did the Gemara say? That Beishamah for sure is Moda the Din. So how can you use one? Use it either for Lishma or Atzei Sukkar. They're both on a Deraisa plane. Okay? So it's a Machlokes the Talmud Bavli and the Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim claims the Rabbanan according to the Rash Mishantz. They have a very beautiful drasha. It says, Chagasukas Shivas Yom Lashem, Yochot Yech Agiga Sukkah Lagavoa, Tamor Chagasukas Tasla Shivas Yom. I Chagasukas Tasla Chayochot Yech Agiga Vesukkah Lahedjo, Tamor Chagasukas Shivas Yom Lashem. Haketza. How is one Lashem and one Chagiga? How is one Lashem and one Lahedjo? Chagiga, the answer is Lagavoa Vesukkah Lahedjo. Chagiga is Lagavoa. The Kaddish Baruch, that's an Isra'na. Sukkah is only an Isidrobonim. Okay. That's the second horror I wanted to mention. Number three, a third horror I want to mention. I think I mentioned in Seder. I don't think I mentioned. Did I mention it yesterday in Shir? I don't think I did. The Mechaber paskins that a stolen lulav is kosher on the second day. We learned, like Rabbi Yudah Mishma, Mechaber and the Rambam. Do we mention about Hoshana Rabbah?
No.
No. Please get this down. The Mechaber apparently contradicts himself when he says you use the Arava for Hoshana Rabbah. You know the Aravas you beat. I forgot to bring in the Rav Zhulti to give you the exact Maramaka. Believe that or tomorrow I'll give it to you. He writes that a stolen Arava is Psula.
What?
Stolen Arava for the Hoshana Rabbah, the beating down is Psula. So that's the Stira. Yontif, Shani, and onward, a stolen Arba Medium, anything is kosher, says the Mechaber. But when it comes to the Arava of Hoshana Rabbah, Tzvi, he says it's Psula. It's a Stira.
Because it's a lot cheaper, and then you can add.
No, not like that. Not like that, Adam. But it's a Stira, apparent Stira in the Mechaber. So what's the answer, though? What's the answer based on what we said? Mitzvah Babavera is only when there's what? When there's what? Ritsui. Arava is Ritsui. It's Hoshana Rabbah. It's the end of the what? End of the Chasima. It's the end of the Din. So therefore, since as Elman Lulav on the second day, we said, had no Ritsui, remember? Mitoshi Yotze B'Shol, Yotze Nami B'Goz. So Shol's an indicator that it's not. So that's number three horror. Please get these down. That's why it's not a Stira. What was number one? About how our Shloa Kodesh, Darseyu. What's number two? Machloik is the Talmud Bavli against the Torah Skanim, whether what? Stiraisa. To Schach and Israel. What's number three, Adam? What's the third one? What's the third R? No steer in the Mechaber. By stolen lulav arba minim, Yotav Sheni onward is not a problem. But on Hoshana Rabbah, he says Arav is a problem. Because on Hoshana Rabbah, the Arav is an element of Ritzu, you apply Mitzvah Baba Veira.
Are you Yotav Lulav without?
No, no, when I say Arava, the beating the Arava, the separate five horrors, those things, okay? Not the Arava Shabalulav, the separate Arava that you do the beating with. Okay, that's number three horror. Number four, let's get this. Four horror, let's get it. Yeah, real quick, Matthew, because we want to finish the horrors and we got to start the next sugya. Go ahead.
How could we say that there's no Ritzu by the second day?
There is not, according to that Shita, because Shaul is good. So Shaul was an indication that it was different. Reb Yochanan had a lot like you.
No, but why can't we just say that Shaul doesn't destroy Mitzvah Ba'aveira?
No, but that's the machloekes between Reb Yochanan and Yudah Mishmuel. Is the second day modeled after the first day? If it's Ritzu, then you say Mitzvah Ba'aveira like Reb Yochanan. If it's not, then you don't say it. And that was why he phrased it like that. Vitoshi Yotzu Shaul, he wanted to indicate that nature was different. You're right, Reb Yochanan would say that's a separate din. Absolutely. Okay. Fourth R, please get it. It's very interesting that according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, if you remember, Rabbeinu Tam's sheet was that the shear of a sukkah, the minimum shear of a sukkah is how much?
Seven.
Well, we're going to see. Whatever it is, the minimum shear of a sukkah is the Yisr Hanah, the rice of Schach.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that is only what?
The
Rabbonan. Now, how do you finish out, how do you fill in the Rabbeinu Tam? So Tosfos says in Beya, Lamedim and Beya Zimasko, Aval, please get it. It's the two walls, widthwise, and seven tfachim. And the two walls are seven by seven tfachim, and then the one tefach is from the third wall. That's the shear. That's what the Tosfos says in Beya, Lamedim and Beya. Rabbeinu Ruchasm says, Rashem Rabbeinu Tam, the same thing. He says that it's shiva tfachim, al shiva tfachim. Okay? It's a little bit different. No, I want you to get that. There's the first sheet that Taisa says it's what? Is Shiva Tvachim. Each wall is Shiva Tvachim by Shiva Tvachim. And then what? The third wall is a what? Is a Tefach. That's the way Taisa presents Rabbeinu Tam. How does Rabbeinu Yerucham present Rabbeinu Tam? He just says it means what? What does he say it means? Shiva Tvachim by Shiva Tvachim. So that's interesting. That's a completely different formulation. One sec, Avram. So get down those two formulations of Rabbeinu Tam. But there's a third one. What's the third one? The Ran in Beya says like this. The Ran in Beya says, you make a good sukkah. Then afterwards, you add a fourth wall on. Which walls are usser? Which walls are usser? Only the original walls. Only the original walls. The fourth wall is not usser. But what happens if you make all four walls at once? What's the din? They're all usser, says the Bir Halacha. In Dibur Maskil Ve'im. They're all usser. But I found a collector's item, Shita, the Yamshel Shlomo, who says in Beya that everything's in the Siddur Isa. even beyond the what? The minimum shear of a sukkah. So let's chazer this over, then we'll get to Avram. Again, this is the fourth horror. Rabbi Natan is of the opinion the minimum shear of the sukkah is Yisroisa. Anything beyond that is considered to be what? It's considered to be midrabanan on the schach, correct? So what is beyond that? What is the minimum shear? So the way Tosis fills in the blank in Be'ah, it means the two walls are shiva tfachim, and the third wall is a tefach echad. Rabbi Yeruchim fills in the blank that it means the minimum shear is shiva tfachim and shiva tfachim. And Lamaisa, the Ran says in Be'ah, the way he fills in the blank is that what? What you need for a kosher wall, the isra, the schach, is not just on the schach, but it's also on the what? It's also on the walls as well. Halach Lamaisa. It's also on the walls as well. But he says it's only the walls you need for the sukkah. If you make a fourth wall later, it's not usher. But if you make all four walls at once, it's taka what? It's taka usher. Taka usher, halach Lamaisa. Okay? And then the last sheet is the Amshel Shlomo, who says the Atzei Sukkah is usher what midraisa even more than the Shir Heksha Sukkah. He talk argues on the whole thing. Yes, Avram, go ahead. Those are that's the fourth aura. Go ahead.
Is it also that only according to, I guess, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that and the other explanation, that it's only 10 tefachim high of the wall and anything beyond 10 tefachim high?
I don't think so. That's a very good kasha. I don't think so. I think the whole wall will be a problem. Because he says the Rochav Shiva tefachim. I think no matter how high the wall is, it's okay. It's going to be usher. It's a great kasha, but that's what I would say, because no one makes a mention of it. So if you're going to apply the usher on another dolphin, and we discuss whether it's derisive drabanan, I think it's going to apply all the way up. Excellent kasha. Very good. Okay, that's the fourth aura. And then we have fifth and sixth. Let's get it, and then we got to start the Gemara. I wanted to point out a shita that I saw, the Ritz Gaius. The Ritz Gaius had an amazing shita that I want you to get. And he wanted to say, halacha lemaisa, that if you steal wood and you make a sukkah out of it, it's only pasul l'chachilu. It's a sukkah gzula. But b'dievet is k'sher because of takanas hashavim. You only have to pay back the money. That's an amazing chiddush. He says the pasuk is memayed a sukkah gzula on a l'chachilu level, where you stole the wood, made the sukkah, and it's pasul l'chachilu. Why is that a chiddush to me? Does everyone got the Ritz Gaius again? What did we say yesterday? We said yesterday, if you steal the wood and what? Make a sukkah, you're definitely yotze if you pay the money. What does he say? He says, no, the Torah says, l'chachilo, you're not yotze, but you have it, you're yotze, as long as you pay the money. Why is that a big chiddush to me, this fifth aura? Why do you think this is such a big chiddush? What would you say? Because the Torah is speaking on l'chachilo b'dievid terms. That's a very big chiddush. That the Torah is speaking on al-chachila b'dievid level is a very big chiddush, but that's the way the Ritz Gaius has it. You got that, Matthew? The sukkah gzula is only posel l'chachila if you stole the eitzim and made the sukkah. But b'dievid is certainly k'sheira, because why? As long as you pay the money, nistam, it's going to be k'sheira. But to say that the Torah was talking on a l'chachila level, that's what chagas gestas l'gzela meant, that it was posel. Okay, that's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, so that's the fifth aura. Number six. Sixth aura I want that you get is that I saw in the Sfas Emes, at the end of the day, Akiva, are you allowed to wear stolen tzitzis, yes or no? Okay. What did the Gemara say on Tesamon Av, the last din?
No,
you can't wear stolen tzitzis. But the Sfas Emes points out a beautiful aura. He says, V'asu Lehem is not talking about tcheles. It's all you talk about the loving. So he says, you can have stolen tcheles? Chas v'sholem, he says.
What if it's fake
tcheles? Let's say we have real tcheles. He says, stolen tcheles is okay. So Asemis asks his kasha. So you know what he says? He says the fact that there's a hekesh between Tchelis and Lavan, you can't have stolen Lavan, you can't have stolen Tzitzis. But the Imre Emes, I think the Imre Emes was a Sfas Emes' son, no?
Yes.
You know what the Imre Emes says? But it says in the Pasuk, Vasu Lachem, Pasuk later, it says, Vasu Lachem, Tzitzis, that's referring to both Lavan and Tchelis. So he says that's what the Gemara means. Of course Tchelis can't be. So I want you to get it down. Tchelis cannot be stolen. Sfas Emes says the Makas from a Hekesh from Tchelis to Lavan. And what's the what Imri Emes say his son? It comes from where? Vayu Lachem Litzitzis. That includes everything. Okay. And then number seventh R is what we said we begin now with that. Is the last Teretz of the Kasha. We had 10 Teretzim yesterday. Now we have 11. Then we got to start the next Sugya. There was one Teretz I left over. What's the famous Kasha? Why must you dig up a pasuk? Ariel, please get all these auras down. You got to get all the auras down also, because when we chazer them. Okay, what is it? Why do you need a pasuk? Learn it out from the famous principle of mitzvah ba baveira. Great kasha. So here we go, number 11, the 11th teretz. The 11th teretz runs as follows. The Sefer Gur Ari Yehuda, which I still didn't get a chance to look up whether it was Rav Nachum Zemba. The Gur Ari has another teretz. Okay, 11 teretz. Let's get this, the 7th. You know what he says? He says, what happens if you have a stolen sukkah made of funos that are stolen? So the Minchas Chinuch has a whole pilpul that it should be kosher on Chol HaMoed Shabbos of sukkahs. Why midin migu? Migu, that it's good for Shabbos. It's good for what? It's good for sukkah. But the Gur Ari Yehuda says that Shaykh only a migu when what? When there's a psul in the what? In the shear of the dolphin. But when there's a psul aguf in the dolphin, namely psul of gezel, is what? Just because of mitzvah babaveira, then the migu would help. Because mitzvah babaveira is again a problem in the who? In the gavra. And therefore I would say migu would solve that. But if the psul is in the etzim, chagasukas tasalaka, makes it a psul be'etzim, memeila migu won't help. And memeila, that's why I need lacha. Based on mitzvah babaveira, I'd say migu it's good, what? Since it's good on Shabbos, a stolen wall makes an enclosure. So a stolen wall doesn't make a difference on Shabbos, still makes an enclosure. So migu then, it's good on Shabbos, it's good on sukkah. That's if it was just out mitzvah babaveira, out is because, out's the gavra. But out's the psul in the etzim, unless you have lacha, which makes the psul in the etzim, I would be able to say the migu. Once I have lacha to tell me it's a din psul betzim, I cannot say the migu. Ah, beautiful. So mebeila, that's the 7th aura, and that's the 7th teretz of the good old acronym. 11 terutzim in total to answer this kasha, guys. Come on, let's go. Let's go. It's the first day of chag. It's a chag of Torah Shabbat Peh. Let's go, guys. Rev ourselves up. The chaverim aren't here. You need a mechazik there. Let's go. You got it? Okay, why is it the Chag of Torah Shabbat Peh? Because not mentioned anywhere in Tanakh. The 25th word of the Torah is Or. The 25th destination of the Yidim in the Midbar is Chashmoyna. 25th of Kislev. But these are only hints. That's what's the Chag of Torah Shabbat Peh.
Where's the Makor for that, Rabbi?
I don't know. I heard it many years ago. Okay, let's go. But it's the truth. Let's go, guys. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Testament base. We got a lot to do, Bezrat Hashem. Let's go. Okay, who reads the Gemara? Let's see the Gemara inside. Testament Beis on the top. Adam, let's go. Testament Beis on the top. I want you to read. Testament Beis, let's go. We got a lot to see. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Yeah. The Mishnah, Testament Beis. Let's go real loud.
The Mishnah.
Start with the Mishnah. Go ahead. Excellent. If you make the sukkah under a tree, the Mishnah says it's psula, and then we'll have to see what that phraseology means. You make a sukkah under your house, that's psula. Go ahead. Chachamim say Tanakama sukkah gabi sukkah the alyonah sheir tachton is psula. Go ahead. Excellent. If there's no guys living in the top one, the tachton is sheir. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Excellent. Now, I was wondering in the Lashon Mishnah. What am I wondering? The Lashon Mishnah seems a little bit peculiar. What's peculiar about it? It's interesting that the Mishnah said Osa Sukkaso. Why doesn't it say Osa Sukkah? Let's get this down. I understand we're teaching dinim. What do you mean Osa Sukkaso? What do you mean has to make his sukkah? Just say you make his sukkah. Well, just say Stam. What kind of Lashon is this? So who I gave you the Ran. Let's get this down. I gave you the Ran. What did the Ran say? The Ran makes a beautiful aura. He says, we are talking here, I want you to know, about a sukkah that is ksheira karoi. This sukkah is done kihilchasa, tzilasim rubi chamaso, and we're going to get back to this point, even without anfei ilan. In other words, we're going to get back to that nakuda when we get to the toises, but he's medayik from the Mishnah, that I can tell you one thing, and one thing alone, says the Ran, that this sukkah, there is more tzel than chama from the what sukkah itself. There is no contributing factor from the tree. That's why the Lashon is sukkaso. Not stam osa sukkah. This sukkah, he made his sukkah keroi. Kimis sukhechet kehilkosa. Tzilosim rubin chamamsa. Even without anfei ha'ilan. We're going to see that some achleish and shonim later, b'linetter. But the truth is the Ran's medayik from the Mishnah right off the bat. Don't give me the business that the tree contributed. The tree did not contribute at all. And despite that, it's still psul. Okay? That's how the Ran makes an R. Okay. Also, the Bikuri Yankov points out here, let's get it, interesting shot that he says. The Bikuri Yankov says, what happens, and this is very clear, that the tree is hovering over the sukkah. That's what he says. What happens if the tree is on the side of the sukkah? You got these gigantic oak trees. Beautiful, beautiful two big oak trees. Oh, and you build a sukkah in the middle. Reminding you of what? What is that? Excellent, Donnie. Very proud of you guys. Excellent. Reminds you of Ashtar's Kanaim. Well said. So the Kuri Yaakov says, I want you to know something. Tachas Ha'ilin means Tachas Ha'ilin. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it was built between two oaks. And therefore what the shade is being blocked from the trees on the side. It has to be hovering over like Matthew said. That's what he says very, very clearly. I don't care where the tree is on the side. And because of the side, the shadow, the sun doesn't shine there. I could care less. That's Ashkenon Karnayin. Dal Ashkenon Karnayin, Ika Tzeltzulka. Correct? So please get that second aura down. Okay? He says a beautiful aura. He says Tachas. Underline the word Tachas many, many times. Okay? That's the Chiddush you want to get. Okay. And then thirdly, Lemaisa, please get this down. Then we got to see the Gemara. Okay? We got a lot to see. So what is this Lashon of Stam? Osis Sukoka Tachas Ha'ilin. What do you got to say Osa for, Svi? Now we're focusing on the word Osa. See, every line. Every line you can think about, right? Just say Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilin. What do you mean Osa Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilin?
It works with that, then you built the kosher sukkah, and then it was posted
after. Okay, okay. But what's the Lashon of Osa? Okay, you're saying good, Matthew. So the Sefer Gape Eish. Let's get it down. One of the Gedolei Achreinim. The Gape Eish says like this. This is a beautiful aura. He says, kind of like what you were hinting to, Matthew, but he says it like this. He says, it's mutter to do this l'chachilo. It's mutter to do this l'chachilo when the ilan is chamsam rub mitzilasa, which we're going to learn in the Gemara. Remember we said the tree's bogus if there's more sunlight than shade coming through the tree? Yes? When the tree's bogus like that, you shouldn't hesitate for a moment, Yonatan. You should make it l'chachilo. That's why it says a'ose. One who does it like this is acting l'chachilo. He's doing nothing wrong at all. Halacha l'maisa. It's not just Bidi Evid. The Sefer Gape Eish. Okay? And that's where the Gemara says, yeah, Gimel Pei Yud Eish. Okay? And therefore we find that the Gemara says, L'chachili, it's mutter. The Gemara says, K'fisha Amar Gemara Mikan, we heard him, even L'chachili you can use it. Halacha l'maisa. I was thinking also, it could be, and we'll see if we have time to get into this, l'maisa, but hopefully we will. We'll see. I'm not sure today. But I want to ask you something. Was the tree here before the house? The sukkah, or is the sukkah here before the tree? Very good, excellent, Matthew. But it's possible to say that if the schach, listen to this, if the schach kosher was there before the tree came about, and then afterwards you plant the tree, it's kosher. Why? Because betchilosu is kosher. So I thought the lashon of the Gemara is very, very interesting. So when you do your kate, Dave, that the tree is came first. It says asa sukaso tachas what? Tachas ha'ilan. What does asa sukaso tachas ha'ilan, Marty, imply? That the ilan was first. It implies that the ilan was first. Okay. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, dafki if the ilan is first, then you're going to have problems. Mashenke, if the sukkah was first, forget about it. Everything's fine. I want you guys to get that down. That's a tremendous chiddush. This is what this is the chiddush you want to say according if you follow the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, the same sefer, Kapi Eish. Jacob says like this. I thought it was interesting chiddush. So that means if you build a beautiful tree, if you build a beautiful sukkah, and some guy then plants a tree right afterwards, and it's hovering over really bad, it could very well be that what? That it's still kosher, which is a big chiddush. Tree doesn't. Okay, we're going to get to it. But I'm saying a lot of people don't think like that. We have to see if we paskin like this in Shulchan
Aruch. Tree came first, then it's automatically kosher.
No. We said if the sukkah comes first, I don't care what happens to the tree. It's always going to be good. In our case, the tree came first. That's why it says, Marty Aosa Sukkoso Tachasa Ilan. The tree was first. Then it depends what's going through the tree. But I don't care if the sukkah was first and then the tree, nothing makes a difference. You follow me, Marty? Nothing makes a difference. If I build a sukkah, if I have my sukkah there first, I don't care about the tree coming afterwards. The Mishnah implies, I also sukkah, so tachas ha'ilan, the tree was there first. The tree was there first. So when is the tree a problem? If there's more shade coming through the tree than sunlight, which we're going to see now in the Gemara. See, just from, that's what I want you guys to get sensitive to. When you read a Mishnah in the Gemara, the Lashon, the phraseology tells you things. And there's so many chiddushim we just said right here from the Lashon. What were the chidushim that we had? Chazer them over quickly. What do we say? What does sukkoso mean? That it's a beautiful sukkah. Why does it say osa? You can even do this what? L'charchila. Why does it say what? Tachas ha'ilun, that the tree came before the sukkah. Because if the sukkah came before the tree, everything's what? Everything's going to be good. Allah l'maisa. And why does it say tachas? Because if it's a case where it's on the side, the tree's like Ashnor's Karnayim, like Dani said. Okay, first Dani, then Matthew, and then Yosef. Real quick, guys, we got to get to the Gemara.
If the tree came afterwards, and if the tree had more shade of sunlight, would you be able to cut down the tree and have a kosher sukkah?
The tree came first?
Yeah. No, the sukkah came first.
Sukkah came first. You're totally fine. You don't have to do anything. We'll see whether we paskin like that.
I'm saying, according to the Mount Damar that holds that it's not fine, would you be able to cut down the tree and that sukkah would still be kosher? It's not tassel l'maso anymore.
You have to do something, Mechadish Bodover.
You have to move.
Probably Mechadish Bodover, Pashtus, yeah. We're going to see if he passing like this. A big Kiddush to me. Shouldn't make a difference what's there first or not, no? Yeah. That's the Pashtus. I mean, if you have a tree that's planted after, it messes up, should be. We got to see how we passing. We'll see today. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
When we keep saying Tachas Elam, we really only care about the branches of the Elam.
Yes, correct, yeah. Tachas Elam means the branches. Well said. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Yosef?
How does the sukkah pop up? How does the tree pop up next to the sukkah after you've already built it?
Plants a tree.
2 years. It takes two, three years.
But so you're saying the sukkah was there?
Sukkah was there all the time. Yeah, the sukkah was there all the time. And then Lamaisa Litzah. You're saying it's hard to envision such a scenario. The tree blossoms. The tree blossoms during sukkahs. Okay, right before sukkahs. Okay, good. All right, let's go, guys. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, go ahead, Adam. You're doing a great job. Let's see the Gemara. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Comes along Rava, and he says that the Mishnah says that the tree only messes up the sukkah only if the tree is very productive, in a bad way for us. What do you mean in a bad way for us? There's more shade than sunlight. So if there's more shade, Donnie, let's get this. There's more shade than sunlight that the tree produces, it's bad for us, this production. Why is it bad? Because therefore what? The more shade than sunlight, and the sukkah is not coming from the sukkah, it's coming from the tree. Aval, but what else? Go ahead. Aval, go ahead, Adam. Im what? But if the tree is not doing anything, meaning there's more sunlight that goes through the tree than shade, then it's ksheira. Then the sukkah is fine. Not a problem at all. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Mimai. What's mimai mean? What does mimai mean? Where did Rava come along with the schiluk to plug in the Mishnah? See, you got me? Let's see inside. Mimai. How do you know that where did Rava see that you make the schiluk from the Mishnah? Gemara's perplexed with this. I don't want you just to skim. Where did Rava see this? The schiluk. So you got me? Let's see. I'm Yumai. Go ahead. Why did the Mishnah have to give that phraseology? The Mishnah is very terse and succinct. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he wrote the Mishnayos, he was very terse. Why does he have to say, if you build a sukkah under a tree, it's if you built on a house? Just say it's psula. That's what bothered Rava. Go ahead. Listening, just teach. Yeah, like we said, also sukkos tachzin is psula. Finished. What do you have to make? He's not an architect. Like Yosef, you know, is building a tree. Is that not an architect? Build a sukkah underneath. It's like building under a house. It's like you make blueprints. He's not trying to make blueprints. What does he have to say this for? Ella, go ahead. Let's see inside. The Tana, the Heilige Tana, the Kaddish Tana, wanted to compare an Elon to a house. Go ahead. What's a unique characteristic of a house? The shade is more than the sunlight. Yes? If you have a house, I mean, otherwise it's not a house. I mean, if you have a house that there's more sunlight than shade, you're in trouble. Right? So obviously, Lamaisa, we're talking about from the roof perspective. So from the roof perspective, you know that already, Arya, because we said the shade is not coming from the walls. So if you have what? The house, the unique perspective of the house is that silos is merubim mechamaso. So too the ilan is only a problem when the shade is more than the house. Okay, good. So he made a beautiful chiluk. Go ahead. This is the kasha, guys, we need to focus on. Okay, let's get it. Go ahead. V'i what? What does mahave mean?
So what?
Exactly, Marty. So what? So what that the tree has more sunlight that coming through it than shade, and therefore you ignore the tree in the sukkah's chair? Who cares? The bottom line is, what is hovering over the sukkah? branches that are attached to the ground, which make it pasul schach. That's what the Gemara jumps on with this kasha. V'chi merubah chamasim merubah tzulasam my hava. Who cares? So what? Go ahead. How what? Oh, the schach pasul joins up the schach kasher, and therefore you got a problem. In order to contribute to the shade of the sukkah, the push-up shot is what? This is the way Rashi and Tosfos learn it. Please get it down. What is it? It's considered to be what? What do Rashi and Tosfos learn? That in order to contribute to the shade of the sukkah, the tree is helping it out. Okay? We're mitzdarif schach pasul with schach kasher. Okay? That's what we're doing. I want you to get this down in your notes. Rashi and Tosfos both learn that the kasha of the Gemara is that the chams of the sukkah is meruba mitzilasa. So what does it need, Donnie? Get this down. It needs the tziruf of the ilan. Again, what is the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara said if the tree is above the sukkah, and the tree, there's more sunlight than shade, the tree is bogus. And it's still kasha, correct? Yes?
Correct.
The Gemara is asking on that and saying it's not true. I don't care whether there's more sunlight than shade coming through the tree. There are attached branches. Exactly. Correct. Now, I want you to get this down. So Rashi and Tosfos both add, we're going to see it, that the kasha of the Gemara is that from the sukkah itself, there's more sunlight than shade. The sukkah needs the shade from the tree to get over the hump that there's more shade than sunlight. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is essential, it is crucial to have shade from the tree. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn up this kasha of the Gemara. Okay? Do you have that down? Get it down. Do you understand what I said?
I think so.
The Gemara is asking, you can't ignore the tree. The Gemara is asking, you can't ignore the tree. The tree has attached branches. But Rashi and Tosfos say, I want to tell you something. I want you to know that the tree is contributing because from the sukkah itself, Yonatan, get this, from the sukkah itself, there is more sunlight than shade. The only thing that got you over the hump that there's more shade than sunlight is what? Is the fact that there is shade from the tree. That's a major problem, and therefore you have to value the tree, and the tree should make it possible. That's the kasha of the Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Yes?
So what if there's more shade than sunlight already in the circle, and then you have a tree over?
Then you could ignore it. Exactly. You could ignore the tree. That's exactly what Rashi and Tosfos say. You could absolutely ignore the tree. Absolutely ignore it. That's why Rashi and Tosfos stand on their head and say, that's the kasha of the Gemara. Okay? Well said. You said it very nicely. Okay? Now, this is how Rashi and Tosfos learn. We have to see, there's a big Rashi we have to see inside, Lamaisa. We have to see Tosfos. But I want to continue now a little bit in the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Adam, go ahead. There's other ways to learn Rishon, but let's go with Rashi first. Go ahead. What does Bishachavton mean? Let's go with Rashi's approach. That you lowered it down. And they have a very nice picture here. You lowered it down, the branch, onto the schach. The schach is a very good schach, but you lowered it down to mix them together. So if you lowered it down to mix them together, they're not nicker at all. So you made it to ruvos, and therefore there's more schach kosher than what? Than attached trees, and therefore you say bittel barov. Okay? So that's the Gemara's answer. What was the Gemara's kasha, Jacob? That it should be, no, before that. What was the Gemara's kasha beforehand? That it should be possible because the branch is the tree. What's the answer? The answer is that we bottle them barov. They don't exist anymore. Because we say bottle barov, make a taruvis. You can only say a bit of barov if you make a taruvis. Okay? Now, what could the... One second, Matthew. What could have the Gemara answered? No, but what'd you say?
No, we said you can only get taruvis with intangible objects, like the soup. The soup with the milk, you can't get the milk out. But the branches, you could take one branch.
I know, but you view them, they're visibly together. The Or Sameach writes, a taruvus is you view them together as a taruvus. Through your naked eye, we view them together. That's what you got to say. Please get that down. The Or Sameach says for borer. It's a big problem being borer clothes. If you view the clothes as all one taruvus, you can't be borer clothes. What's a taruvus? If you view with the naked eye, a mixture. So Rashi says it's not near lay nine. You don't know the difference between the attached and the detached. So you make a taruvus. You make a taruvus, not a problem. Okay, you got that? Now, another time we're going to have to ask, you're not allowed to make a mevatlan isser. That's a kasha. That's not for now. Let's say I got a drop of milk and I don't want to waste it. And I have a 60-ounce meat soup. Can I just pour the drop in there and say, bitl b'shishim? I can't do it on purpose. Isn't the same mevatlan isser l'chachila? It's a kasha. The Ron asked that kasha. We're not going to get to it today. We'll glean that and we'll get back to tomorrow. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? It's a great kasha. But, Jacob, you got the answer to the Gemara? Why couldn't you give a simpler answer? You know what the simple answer would have been?
You could have said it was the scot was already the scot
cut down the branch.
Meaning there's more shade than sunlight from the sukkah itself. The tree's not contributing at all. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Because that's a double portion. Because the Gemara is going to ask my lady anyway on Chavta. So Tosfos says no better answer than the Gemara gives. Okay? But the Gemara could have given that answer, right? Theoretically. Okay? Well, the Gemara is going to ask. It's like you don't get one. Why did it say one over the other? Maybe it's a chiddush. Maybe we could say maybe the Gemara wanted to say that because it's not a problem. Maybe you could say like that. Maybe. Okay, good. Let's read on in the Gemara now, Adam. Go ahead. Let's get this. What's the chiddush? You got to know that word, Maila Memra. You can't translate it. What does it mean to say? Don't translate things like that. Remember, he said, Im Tomer is not if you say. Im Tomer is a kasha. Yesh Tomer is an answer, right? What's a chiddush? If you lower them in, of course it's kosher. It's all one schach. There's no two schachim anymore. It's Balta Barov. It's all one schach. So what's the problem? So go ahead. What's the answer? Excellent. What's the Gemara say? What's Ma'od Atayma mean? I would have thought that what I make a gzeira. What happens if you don't do chavtan? Why is it puzzle? Why is lo chavtan puzzle? Because why? Learn like Rashi teaches. Because the shade, more shade than sun, is being helped from the tree, right? So that's puzzle. So maybe when you do chavtan, it should also be a problem because people get mixed up. So we make a gzeira. Kamashma, we don't make a gzeira. We stick with what we have as gzeira. So the Gemara asks on that. Go ahead, Adam. Hanami. But we learned what? We learn the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Yid Aleph Amud Aleph. Excellent, Matthew, though. You know the daf. It's good. Okay, Yid Aleph Amud Aleph. No laps. No laps because you got the right daf, just the wrong omen. No laps. For me, I would have to do the laps. Go ahead. Iyachi. Good. Chas v'sholom. Go ahead. Let's go. Hanami Tanini. Go ahead. Hanami Tanini. Go ahead, Lashon. Hanami Tanini. Those are the when you do the back and forth, the four ones. Go ahead, Anami Tanina, let's go, focus guys, let's go. Anami Tanina, those are too hard. Go ahead, Anami Tanina. Go ahead, Adam. Anami Tanina, let's go. All right, we're learning the Mishnah. Go ahead, Hidla. Go ahead. What do you do? There's a good picture over there. You take the grapevines, you take the branches of the gourd. Go ahead, what's kisom? What's kisom mean? The grass, types of grass, you know, that they're like, you know those trees that are like grass? There's trees that are like
hedges.
Needles.
Hedges.
Yeah, exactly. Like they actually grow like trees. Go ahead. Vesichach. What's sichach, Gabin? Use them as schach. Why? Because you misstar schach, possible schach kosher.
No, I thought you put the schach on top of that. Sichach al Gabin is you put the schach on top.
Yeah, you put those things on top of the schach kosher.
Wait, so what did that be?
That's possible. You misstarf them together.
Isn't the Gemara saying Sichach Gavan is you put the schach?
No. You put these things. No. It means you put the grapevine, the gourd, the kisum. You put them on top of the schach kosher. That's a problem. It's psula. Because you misstarf them together.
Isn't
he? No, the Sichach Gavan means you misstarf them together. It's a problem. Go ahead, Adam. What do you say? You put them together like that, Adam. That's what it means. Okay, go ahead. Oh, but if you have more of the what? If you have more of the schach kosher than the stuff that's what? Than the stuff of the tree, then osha what? Or you what? Cut them down. What's the din? Kshera. Excellent. So we learned this already. Go ahead. Hechi dummy, what's the case? Elema. If you didn't cut them down, then therefore what? How what? Yeah, you can't do that. It's puzzle. El alav, it must be. What'd you do? You did chavatan. So Shmamina, so it's kosher. So it's kosher. Obviously, we don't make exera. So you're going to tell me the whole Mishnah Daf Tes is the same chiddush as the Mishnah Yud Aleph? It's the same thing. You're repeating the same thing. What's Gemara's answer? I would have thought that what? That when is the sukkah kosher when you do chavton? Like if I hidla, that's only what? That's only b'di'evit. But lechachilu, we don't allow it. What is the kamash malan? Rava tells me, oh, sukkah, you can even do it what? You can even do it lechachila. So from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph, yes? From the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph, I don't think it's only b'di'evit. Our Mishnah tells you you can even do lechachila. I'm wondering what can you do over there? Is it lechachila over there too? Or is it only b'di'evet over there? Once you learn that lechachila you can do it here, does that mean you can do lechachila over there? That's my impression from the Gemara, I think. Does everyone just say what I just said? In other words, what did it say? If you just had hidla, what? I would think it's only b'di'evet. Yes, Matthew?
No.
But now our Mishnah teaches you can do lechachila. Once you say our Mishnah can do lechachila, does that mean you also turn around and say Ralph can be done lechachila?
No. When you said the whole idea that there, I thought it was b'di'evet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying once you have our Mishnah teach it, the pashtus is why be mechalik to the two. Lechachila can do both. Yes? That's the pashtus lemaisa. Comes out what? Comes out from this pshat of the Gemara. Okay. Very good. That's the posh of pshat lemaisa. Be mutter even what? Mutter even lechachila. That's what I think lemaisa would come out. Both mishnayas teach this din. I'm saying once our Mishnah teaches can be done lechachila, then Yerav for us can be done lechachila. That's the posh of pshat halacha lemaisa. The Miri says the Mishnah shniya lamadnu shemutraf lechachila. So he writes the Miri has dirma maska Mishnah. Once you get it down. Miri says we learn from the second Mishnah we can do lechachila. So how do you read the Gemara? So he says what we can read the Gemara is that from the Yitra Mishnah later on, the fact that there are two Mishnayis, we change the din of Chavtan Kosher, we say it means what? It means even lechachila. That's the way he wants to read it. The two Mishnayis are coupled together.
In the Mishnah over here, the
you read them, yeah, you read the Mishnah, both Mishnayis together. That's what he wants to tain it. That's what he wants to tain it. Halach lemaisa, that's what the Miri has. Okay, it's interesting. Okay, we have to see Poshup Shat lemaisa, whether that means that's even lechachila as well. Okay, fine. Now this brings us to what? So Rashi Tosfos learned up the whole Shiloh of the Gemara, the whole Shach of the Tari of the Gemara. Let's get this, guys. It's talking about what? What's it talking about? You tell me, Donnie. When the sukkah is under the tree, when is it kosher?
Shavata.
Correct. When it's shechavton. No. When it's in the sukkah's takas the tree, it's considered to be kosher. But first, you got to say over Rava. What is Rava? That's only when the what? When there's more sunlight coming through the shade, the tree is like what? The tree's like nothing. Yes? Like if I ask you, and I'm glad you pointed out, if I ask you, that's how you learn the Mishnah and the Gemara. If I ask you, what din did the Mishnah and the Gemara teach us? It taught us that a sukkah takas ha'ilin is kosher with the proviso of two things. What are the proviso of two things? Number one, there's more sunlight than shade through the tree. Jacob, you got that? So that allows you to ignore the tree. And what's number two? What allows you to ignore the attached branches? Chavtan. Do you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
There are two nakudas you need. This is how you chazer and you remember, guys. You just learn something, you don't get it in your mind, then how do you remember it? Sukkah's takas ha'ilin is psula, when the tree contributes more shade than sunlight. Sukkah's takas ha'ilin is kshera, when there's more sunlight than shade that comes from the tree. And number two, you do what? You do chavtan. Excellent. Okay? That's how you summarize the Gemara. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, the tree is not contributing. When the Gemara asks the Kasha that it should be posel, what is it talking about? Talking about when the tree would be contributing to the what? To the actual sukkah, that there's more shade than sunlight. Does everyone get that? Donnie, you follow what I just said? In the Kasha of the Gemara, to challenge that it's puzzle, that the attached branches should be a problem, is only when what? When composite, there is more shade than sunlight in the sukkah if you add the shade from what? From the tree. If the sukkah independently has more shade than sunlight, then it's fine. Then the Gemara never would ask such a Kasha. That's according to Rashi and Tosfos. Please get down in your notes. The Rav Yoh argues, okay? The Rav Yoh argues, and then we got to get to the Tosfos side. The Rav Yoh is Cholek and Rashi and Tosfos. And they say, even when the sukkah independently has more shade than what?
Sunlight.
The tree would be a problem. The Gemara is asking the Kasha, the tree would be a problem. Why? Why would the tree be a problem? So the Prisha says like this. The Prisha says, in Orach Chaim Siman Tofresh Chafav Sifkat and Dalad, Dibra Maska Shafilu. The priest is Masbid the Rav Yoh. Yonatan, get it down. And he says like this, a beautiful svara. He says like this, the shade of the tree is lamala from the sukkah. The shade from the schach is below it. It hovers over it. And therefore it deems it as being batal. It's like it doesn't exist, the shade from the sukkah. Because without it, lamaisa, there would also be what? There would also be shade from the tree. Yes? That's what the Ron writes, Dibra Moskva Garcina. And that's exactly where the branches hover over the exact schach. Where they hover over the exact schach, it intimidates it. The tree, the shade from the tree intimidates the shade from the sukkah and actually deems it as being zero. And that is why the Gemara is asking, even when the sukkah is independently more shade than sunlight, I don't care, says the Rav Yoh. There is attached branches there hovering above it, and it should deem the shade from the sukkah as being a zero. And the Rav Yoh argues on Rashi and Taisus. Beautiful, no? But he says with one addendum, and that is that it's directly over it. What happens if the tree, let's say you have schach like this, that there's 2.9 tefachim in between each slat, which is lovin' and is good. But let's say the branches are directly over the air, that 2.9. What would be the din in that case? That's fine. That, even the Rav Yoh says, is fine. He says, that is even fine, halacha l'maisa. And believe it or not, it's very, very interesting, halacha l'maisa. The Raman, Simen Tov Reish Chaf Vav Sif Vav, says, he says, b'shen etur, the sukkah shkshera hova, sukkah atzot, tzilasim ruvi chamas af b'lo ha'ilin. So the Ramah passes like Rashi and Taisus. Okay? The Ramah passes like Rashi and Taisus. I don't care about the tree if the sun on its own would have more shade than sunlight. But the Rav Yoh learns not that way. So there's a Chumrah and a Kula from the Rav Yoh. What's the Chumrah? What's the Chumrah from the Rav Yoh?
Even if it's Tzilas Merubah from the Sukkah.
Even if it's independently, excellently known at the time from the Sukkah, more tzel than shade, more tzel than sunlight, as long as the tree is there, even if it's not contributing, it's a problem. But that's only what's the Kula? Directly over it, correct. But if it's only over the space, that would be fine. Well said, Yonatan. So you got to get that bachleik because Rashi tells against the Rav Yoh. Very important. Yes, Avram.
Let's say the schach is casting 70% shade, and
yes,
the branches are only directly above 10%. So there's still, even if you consider that the branches are,
according to the Rav Yoh,
yeah, even if you consider that the branches are being mevatel, the 10% that they're above, there's still 60% shade.
You hear Avram's kasha? It's a good kasha.
Oh,
he's saying, what's the din, according to Rav Yoh, if it's hovering over only 10% of it, so you have still 60-40 from the shade, from the sukkah. What would you guys say? I would say, Avram, that it fits into the addendum at the bottom. That if it's only over the space, you know, then what's the problem? That's what I would say. It's gotta be problematic. You follow me? It's gotta cause a problem. That's what I would think. Would you say the same thing, Matthew? I would say it would only cause if it causes a problem. Because at the end he says only if it's over the space, it's not causing a problem. It's gotta cause a problem. If it's still 60-40, what problem is it causing? That's what I think the pshat is. The lumdus is gotta cause a problem.
How do you read that in when he says that it's a zero if there's any could this half possible?
Yeah, but that's if it's directly over it, Lamaisa. That if he always, but he's very, but yeah, but he's saying, but what he's saying,
what it's over, like,
yeah, he's only 10% of it. That's what he's saying. So it's only 10% of it.
He holds you can't sit there, or Psal Yetzi, you can sit under.
I would say Psal Yetzi would be the whole thing as long as it's kosher, it's kosher. But I would think, I would write that kasha down in your notes. That's what I would think. Let me think about it more. That's what I would say at first glance. Yeah, what do you say, Yonatan?
It's maybe jumping the gun, but how would the Rav Yoh understand the command Yod of Tachtonic Sherele and Elikalim Tzula? Do
you
understand the same way Rashi
tells
us to understand it then?
Well, let's wait till we get to the Taisus, okay? Let's wait till we get to the Taisus on it, okay? Let's see what he would say with Rashi Taisus. Okay, so we got this Machlaikis? Okay, now let's get this down, okay? And then we got to start the Taisus. What does the word Chavtan mean? So Rashi said lower it, okay? Rashi says lower. You know, before we even do the Taisus, I want to see that big Rashi inside too, okay? Because a lot of guys have problems with it. It's not an easy Rashi. So we're not gonna skip it. Yeah, but I want you first to get this. Let's go. We gotta move there. How do we touch Chavtan? Get it down. Rashi says you lower it. Okay? That's Rashi's touch. Okay, you lower the what? Anfe Elon, you mix them together, and therefore it's not a problem. We'll get to that kasha tomorrow, bling that aim of Alanisil. Okay, that's number one, Rashi. Clear?
Yeah.
Comes along the Rambam. Rambam, in the Parish of Mishnayos, I hope you saw it. It's also in the Rambam of the Yad HaChazaka, too. But the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos spells it out. You know what Parish of Mishnayos? The Rambam wrote three works, more than three works. He wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos, too. But he wrote the Parish of Mishnayos when he was a young man in Arabic.
Wow.
Rav Kapach was the one who translated from Arabic into Hebrew. But he wrote that when he was a young man. The Yad HaChazaka, he wrote, whenever there's a dispute between the Yad HaChazaka and the Mishnah, he wrote the Yad HaChazaka later in life, so he was chozer bo to what he said old later. And then the third work was the Mor Nevuchim, right? And then he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So when the Rav passed away, Rabbi Willig Shliton once said a very nice hesped on the Rav. He said the Rav was like the Rambam in that sense. Because the Rav, when he spoke, when he switched from Hebrew to English, he said everything in English. He spoke a prince English. Translated Mila, circumcision, priest. Remember he said that? He communicated well. He was a great speaker, tremendous. What was the Yad HaChazaka? The meat and potatoes. The Rambam philosophy was an aside for him. The meat and potatoes was Shas. That's the Yad HaChazaka. The Rav was about 90% of his life he spent time in learning, teaching Torah. He was a big philosopher. That was like on the side thing. That was like the Mor Nevuchim. So he compared the Rav to the Rambam, the three works. But he also had the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, you follow me? So let's get this. The Rambam writes, what is the perish of Chavtan? Katzatzon. You cut him down. Please get this down. Katzatzon. You cut it down. Okay. The third shot is from the Ravid. Hilchos Perek Kei Alacha Yigimel Nechosukah. The Magid Mishnah says it there. You know what it means? You know what it means? It means you what? You separate the two. You separate the Anfei Ilin from the Schach HaKosher. Hifrit is Anfei Ilin Mischach HaKosher. That's what the... It's strange. Ravid.
Yeah,
the Ravid says it's very well said. But you know, the Rav Avraham Minahar says that's what the Rama meant in the Yad HaChazakah. I thought the Rama says Katzatzon, but he says Beferish Katzatzon. In the what? He says, Beferish cuts its son in the Perish Mishnayis. Okay? But the Rabbi Avraham Minhar says that's what the Rama meant. But he says it means separated. You actually separate the Anfei Ilin Me'aschach HaKosher. So, Yonatan brings up a great point. What does that mean? It means that, you know what? It doesn't bother me. What do you mean I separated? What was the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara's Kasha, you're sitting under attached branches. No, I put it on the side that doesn't bother anybody. That's what it means. You follow what I'm saying?
No.
I understand, but you don't need to say Batal Barov. It's another way of getting out of it. I put them on the side, like right here, like on the border of one of the sukkah. I still have enough. That wasn't. Remember, that's what Rashi and Tosfos learned? The sukkah took care of itself. It had more sunlight, more shade than sunlight. The problem was, it was under what? It was under branches that were attached. What's the answer? The answer is no, they're not. I put them on the side. I separate them, put them on the side. Doesn't mean you have to make a taruvus. They're different pshat than what chavtan means. Rashi says you lower, make a taruvus. Rambam says you cut it. What does the Ravid in the Magen Mishnah say? You separate it, move it on the side. And then the last pshat, let's get it down, of what chavtan is. Please get it. The last pshat of how you touch chavtan is the Ritva. I gave you the Ritva. It's also the Baal Mor, quotes B'Shem the Gaonim. Okay? Also the Meiri I gave you also says the same thing. What's the fourth pshat? You're beautiful. It says in the pasuk, "Kitachpo tzeisecha." What does that mean? You hit the olives until the leaves come off.
That's what the Gemara
is. So therefore, some say it means what? Chavtan lagamri until rover the trees, rover the leaves fall off. And therefore, what? What causes shade from branches?
Leaves.
Leaves. If you have no leaves, does it cause shade?
Yeah.
You shake off the leaves. Chavtan
means
you shake off the leaves. So therefore, there's no tzel. That's one shot.
Who says that?
This is all the Ritva, the Meiri.
Yeah, but then you're not going to have any tzel.
What do you say? That's the point. We have tzel anyway from the sukkah.
But then what's the chiddush? There's no atze ilan. There's only schach.
No,
you hit all the branches off, and you all the.
No, the chiddush. The chiddush is you got stuff on the sukkah that's bad stuff.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. It's attached still.
No, I'm saying you hit the branches.
I understand, but the branches are still there. The leaves are all gone. So I would think maybe the branches themselves are a problem, even though they don't contribute to the shade. Kamashaman, they're not a problem.
Wait, but
I don't want to have anything on my sukkah that's attached. The bottom line is you do have something attached. Chiddushes, it's fine.
Oh,
you shake off all the leaves. And the other pshat is that you shake off what? What is the other pshat is? The other pshat is you shake off some of the tree. You shake off some of the tree. What does it mean you shake off some of the tree? That shows you don't want it. No. So what does that mean you show you don't want it? You don't want the shade of the tree.
Didn't we say you need the shade of the tree?
No, we're going like Rashi Taisvis.
Yeah.
Rashi Taisvis say halacha lamaisa that the chiddush is the what? When the Gemara asked the kasha, it stood what? It stood on its own. If it stood on its own, it's sheira. The kasha of the Gemara is that what? Is that you need the what? You need the shade of the tree. This Rishon is learning different than Rashi Taisvis, like the Rav Yah. Okay? Again, I want you to, you guys, everyone's on the ball with this, but you got to hold cuff with it. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, The Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Rashi Tosis, what did it say? According to Rashi Tosis, what did the Gemara say? Sukkah Tachas Ilan is what? It's Kshayra when what? When there's more sunlight and shade through the tree. What do you mean? But there's attached branches on there. So what do we say Rashi and Tosis learn? When we say there's attached branches on there, it's got to be that the shade from the tree is contributing to the shade, the kapasa. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a kasha at all. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a kasha. Bichlal not. So what's the Gemara's answer to that? The Gemara says, Choftan. It is contributing, but it's mixed in. We have a noob shot now what Choftan is. Choftan is either means cut it off according to the Rambam, either means separate like the Ravid. Now the last shot is what? The last shot is that what? Is that you shake it off or you what? Or you shake off some of the tree. If you shake off some of the tree, that shows you do not want the what? You do not want the shade of the what of the tree, which is a bichidish. Who cares what you want? You understand what I'm asking? I want you to get this last shot down. He says, oh, it shows, the Miri says it shows you don't want it. Who cares whether you want it? It's all a physical question, isn't it? I thought that last shot was a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. To say you don't want it? Again, what's the last shot? It's like 4A and 4B. The last shot is you shake it off. That all you have is what? All you have is no branches, no leaves, and the branches on top are not a problem. What's the second answer? The second answer is that I shake off the tree. Most of the tree, that shows I don't want the shade from the tree. Who cares what? I don't want it. The fact is there is. So that's a kasha that we have on this pshat. So there are four pshatim, again, chavtim. Let's go over them real quickly, guys. Then we got to start the tyson. Let's get it. What's number one? We got to do the Rashi first. What's number one?
Lower.
Number one is lower like Rashi. Number two, according to Rambam, cuts its son. Number three?
Separate.
Number three is separate like that. Number four?
Shake off the leaves.
4A, what's 4B? You shake off something of the tree. Shake off the tree. That shows you don't want the tzel ilan. Who cares? What does that make a difference? What should that be? So that's the chiddush of chavta in all four cases. Halach l'maisa. Okay? All right. Yes, Matthew, go ahead. Then we got to read the Rashi.
Are we saying here that it's puzzle because the branches of the tree are touching the schach, or they're X amount of tefachim above the schach?
Well, again, what we're saying here in the case is that it's kosher. Again, Sukkos Tachas HaIlon is kosher in the case where there's more sunlight than shade, and it's chavta.
In the Havamina, that's a problem. Right?
Yeah, in the Kasha, you mean.
In the Kasha.
Yes.
In the Kasha.
Yes.
Are they assuming that what makes it Taruvah's puzzle is that the branches are touching the Schach, or that they're on top of the
It's not a Taruvah's, it's just they're both there. The contribution of the Sukkah being kosher, again, is what? There is more shade than sunlight from the sukkah with the contribution of the tree. Even though the tree, what? Has more sunlight than shade through itself, but it has a little bit of shade. And that little bit of shade gets you over the hump to say that the sukkah itself has more shade than sunlight. Since it is contributing, it's a problem.
What's the finish of the ritza by saying when you hit it and the leaves fall off and you're just up in branches where it's clearly a Thompson and it's
lost? Because like I said, it's still attached. So who gives you the right to say ignore it? Chiddushes you ignore. That's the chiddushes you ignore. Okay, let's see Rashi inside. Adam, real loud, please. Guys, look inside. My Lamemra. Look at this Rashi, guys. Ariel, do you have it there? My Lamemra. Let's see inside the Rashi. It's a hard Rashi. Let's do it before we start the Tysus. Come on, we gotta move. Let's see, Adam. Go ahead. My Lamemra, what do you say? Because what are we asking on? Why don't you tell me that what? What do we ask on? When did my Lamemra come in?
Before.
Came in right after Chavtan. Once you do Chavtan, what's the Chiddush? Right? So go ahead, what did you say? We'll start again, my Lamemra, for the Dir Masko. Go ahead. Exactly, because what is Rava's whole thing? What's Rava's point of his Shir Klali? To be Masber, to me, why? To why what? Why what, Avram? Why did Mishnah use the expression Kilu Asa B'toch HaBayis? That's what bothered Rava to no end. And Rava gave an answer. So that's how Rashi's presenting. And he says, why did Rava need to say that it was Kshayr in the Mishnah to teach me that phrase? And for Rava to tell me a whole shtickle Torah for it. Go ahead. Oh, it's not two Schachim, the Kaven. What's Mechitesi mean? Why would I ever have a Havamina that's puzzle? I mean, there's more Chamsa Merubah The branches are a little bit. The schach kosher rabba lov. Why would I think it's puzzle? It's poshut that it's kosher. It's a nothing lamaisa. The chams is what? Chams is meruba from the tree, right? The chams is meruba from the tree than the branches. So why is it kosher? Because we mix them all together, and within the sukkah independently, there's more shade than sunlight. Don't get me wrong. Again, from the tree, it's more sun than shade light. From the sukkah, it's more shade than sunlight. Go ahead. That's not because it's two levels of schach. Go ahead. It's all one schach. We mixed them together. Go ahead. But the stuff from the tree are attached. What's the answer? It's batel barov. So shma mina. What does that mean? Shikorin? I think it's like lattice. You know what lattice is? You can do schach on top of reeds of a roof.
Lattice?
No. It means you're putting, you know how like you have little slats? You put the schach on the what? You put the schach on the what?
On
the slats. Well said. So you put the schach on the slats, it's fine. Go ahead. What's the din?
Rashi.
Go ahead. Here, see the picture. Right here. You have schach on the slats. So you have schach on the slats. Why is that kosher? Because you ignore the slats. Go ahead. Even though it's what? It's less than loved, and you block them together. Kaven what? Since there's more sunlight than what? Shade that comes through the what? The lattice. So we ignore the lattice. It's like the lattice is a zero. So therefore all we look is the schach. It's not schach, agave schach. Excellent. Go ahead. And what does Rebbe say? One of Rashi's Rebbeim, that the shir of chamsa of the kanin are what? When they're exactly equal. Yes? Remember we learned that? We learned that earlier in the year. What daf? On daf chav bezim and bezim. Remember we said that the sunlight expands? So if they're equal on top, the sunlight expands on the bottom? That's what Rashi's quoting here now. Go ahead. Vomer Rebbe. On daf chav bez. Like the small hole on the top is like a big coin on the bottom, right? Because it expands. So therefore, when on the top they're equal, we assume on the bottom there's more chamsa and silasa. Go ahead. Now Rashi adds a new point. Go ahead. What's kisui mean? The schach that you put b'mokam er in the neshava ain't sarach what? You don't have to nanea. What's nanea? What's nanea? You don't have to pick it up and put it back down. You have to shake it. It's fine. It's totally fine. You don't have to do it. Even though they're equal, you don't have to be mananea. Go ahead. What does he mean you don't have to be mananea? You don't have to move that's you're absolutely right, Yonatan. That's usually by tassel and also. But here it doesn't mean that. Here it means you don't have to remove it. You don't have to move it and remove it. That's what means sarach mananea. Because we ignore the lattice. The schach on top is the ikur. Like you have right here. Okay? They should have put schach on top. That is the schach on top, no? They didn't put. Okay, they're setting it up like that. There should be schach on top. Go ahead. That's what they mean. What about what? No, but read again. About imakanim. If there's more sticks than what? Than airspace, then you got a problem. Then you have to take what? You have to take one of the kanim main time. Because why? Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do that? Why must you remove that? If you have the kanim that are rabba on the avir shemanim, you have to take one of the sticks. You have to take one of the sticks from in time. Why do you have to do that? Because you're going to have a schach agave schach. It's a problem, right?
Isn't the other one not kosher?
No, if the kanim are rabba on the avir shemanim, then notol, you take one of the things maybe in time. So lomaisa, it's not going to be a problem. Because remember we said that if there's chamsin meruba mitzilasan, it's going to be a what? If it's chamsin meruba mitzilasan, it's not a problem. It's mutter to do that. So Avram, why does he say that? Why does he say you have to take one away if the kanim are rabim al avr shemanim? Why do you have to take one of the sticks me main time? No, but we said the sticks that you're putting the kurus at gagan, even though they're close together, since the chamsin of the kanim are rubit silasan, it's mutter to put schach and then we ignore them. But what is he saying if the kanim are rabim on the over? What does he say if the kanim are rabim on the over? What do you say? What is he saying? You guys, you tell me. If there's more sticks in airspace, what do you have to do? You have to equalize it. You have to take away one of the sticks and make sure the air in the sticks are what? Donnie, please get this, what we're saying. If there's more sticks in the air, you got a problem. Because why? You tell me. Because then it's what? Then it's more shade than sunlight, and it's like shach agav shach. Right? So I need to equalize it to make sure that there's more on the floor, more sunlight than shade. How do I do that? Take one away. That's what he means. That's why I said to you, it's not l'chadish bodover. Okay? I'm glad you asked that, Yonatan. Very good. Go ahead. Now Rashi ends up with a new kuda. Go ahead. I want you guys to get this. We don't skim it. Guys, we don't skim it. Yeah, no, either know it or you don't know it. It's a hard Rashi. That's why we're working through it. Go ahead. Right, Shibbet Talmud is Lashon Hashpalu, lowering. Go ahead. Who does he have in mind when he says I'm a Farish? The Rambam. He has the Rambam in mind. I don't know if it was the Rambam Mamish, because Rashi lived before the Rambam. Oh, he says I'm a Farish, Chabata. I don't know if he had the Rambam's Rambam Sefer, but before there must have been all the Rishonim that said it. Yeah, that's what I said. There must have been another sheet of the Ram that held like this. Mafarish Shechabat, I know Tlisha, which is detaching on what? Go ahead, Adam, oh what?
Shlifa.
Shlifa, which means also like, you know, taking it down. Go ahead.
Toa
is wrong. It's mistaken. Yeah. Say Katz, it's on, it's a mistaken. Go ahead. If it's Mechubarhu, then what? What does that mean? Imechubarhu. If it's mechubar, you didn't detach it completely, then what? What does it help? Because it's still what? Still schach puzzle, right? So therefore what? What does that mean? If you didn't disconnect it completely, let's get it. Then what does it mean?
It's puzzle.
Then it's puzzle, because it's still mechubar. Go ahead. Ivi what? And if it's detached, Jacob, come on. Vitalushu, let's look inside. Vitalushu. Oh, where does it say in the Katani, Seifa? Which Seifa? Of the Mishnah where? No, the Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hidla.
Really?
The Mishnah Def Yud Aleph says Hidla, no?
Yeah.
Doesn't it say Hidla Sadef? Oh, Kikotzitzon? Yes? So what's, if Chavton means what? Kotzitzon, why does the Mishnah say repeat it? That means in the Rashi it's the same thing, no? It says, Oshe Kotzitzon Ksheira. Does everyone got what I just said? On Yud Beis and the Aleph and the Sefer. The Sefer Mishnah says Katzitzon, yes? What does Katzitzon mean? So that means if the previous case meant the same thing, you got a problem. Go ahead, he told you. So therefore Rashi says, I like my pshat. Hishpul means lower them. You cause a taruvus. Go ahead. V'od. Oh. Amai. Why is it not kosher? If it's Tolashu and Silas's Meruba Mechamasa, then why is it not kosher? Hello, what? It fell on the schach. It becomes schach. It's all one schach. Go ahead, the what? Right, and also by what? Hidla. Why do you need Sikha Karbimehen? If they're cut off, they're all schach. It's all schach kosher, right? You follow what I'm saying? It's all schach kosher. What's the difference? You want to close the window? You guys are cold? Come on. You guys aren't cold. Freeze and close the window then, Donnie, okay? Yeah, well, I'm not. Come on. Close the window then. Okay, let's go. Leave it open a little bit. Okay, what does the last thing mean? Donnie, what does that last thing mean? Donnie, come on. What does the last thing mean? What did you say? What does V'chein Gabi Hidla mean? What does V'chein Gabi Hidla? Why does he have to say you need more of what? Just a little bit. Why do you need more Schach Kosher than what? Why do you need more schach kosher than what? Why do you need more schach kosher than schach posel? If they're all detached, there's no schach posel anymore. Yes. So Rashi says lock, stock, and barrel. What's the din? Rashi says what is chavton? Is you lowered it together? And what did you cut it off? You didn't cut it off. Is it still mechubar? Yes, but you can't see the difference between the two. You caused a taruvus. So since you caused a taruvus, it's good. That's the pshat in Rashi. You got how to read it, so summarize this Rashi. How do you summarize a Rashi? What does he begin off saying? What does he begin saying? You guys tell me. What does he begin saying?
Yeah, why do I need...
The kash of Maila Memra was what do you have to say that's kibul also bayis? If the tree's not contributing anything, it's a double poshet that it's kosher. Why would I think it's possible? It's all one schach, right? They're not contributing anything at all, Chavtun. So what is it contributing? It's not doing anything. And it's not Mechubar, why? Because it's Bata Barov. That's the first part of Rashi. What's the second part of Rashi? Can you put Shach on top of lattice?
No.
Why? Why is that not Shach HaGabi Shach? Because a lattice is nothing, because there's more sunlight coming through the shade. Because it's exactly half and half. And we know that sun expands on the bottom. What happens if there's more lattice than over? What do? Equalize it. Take one off. What's the third part of the Rashi? Third part of Rashi is how do you define what? Chavtan, lower it. It's not like the Raman that means Katsutsun. Because why?
Doesn't
fit in with Katsutsun and also Hidlis Adevin. It's all, it all falls on the Sukkah. Why do you hear him then? And he doesn't like it to be Mechubar, where it's not connected to one another, then it's Mechubar's a problem. So you mix it together. That's the Rashi. Yes, Matthew, go ahead. What the Rivas shot was what? Put it on the side.
Fine. So,
not necessarily. I mean, yeah.
Where
you can put it on the side, not a problem.
What would the Rambam, the Ritva, the Rivas reply to Rashi? Because Rashi seems like clear. It's very lock, stock, and barrel.
With Katsutsun. It's a difficult kash. We got to think about it. Very good. We got to think about it. How does it fit the Mishnah?
Does it be that Katsutsun to be an Aramaic word?
I don't know. It's a difficult. I mean, you're touching, you're talking about Chavtan. What does Katsutsun mean? Difficult. We got to think. I know, but it's the same case, though. How do you get out of that cash? It's difficult. Okay, let's begin the Tysus now. Okay, and then we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. Okay, let's begin it. Adam, let's see the top Tysus, guys. It's you got to work at this Tysus. Not that hard, but you got to work at it. Okay, let's get it. Let's go. Begin the Tysus. Let's see. Haka what? Let's see. What was the kashin? What was the kash of the Gemara? That even Sukkah's Tachas Ilan's kasha when there's more sunlight than shade in the tree. But the Gemara asks, but there's still attached stuff on it. Oh, go ahead, read from the again. How come it's Tarif? There it is. The bad stuff is detached, right? Imod. Beautiful. If you have a sukkah that's beautifully schacht, well, I don't care whether there's side stuff on the side. Doesn't possible it. Marty, you with me? Lav mistaber, let's follow it. It's not mistaber shit possible mishum sir of schacht possible. Because you don't need it, Kaven. Beautiful. If you remove the puzzle stuff, you still have a sukkah that independently has more shade than sunlight. So what's your problem? Why should it be a problem? Ella? Irie. Oh, but if the tree's shade is contributing to the composite, the aggregate, more shade than sunlight of the sukkah, then you got a problem. Go ahead. Oh, what is he saying? He's saying what I said. What we said outside.
Why
didn't the Gemara just give that answer? That we're talking about a situation that what? That independently the sukkah is fine. Mishum deim kain. What would be the chiddush? Just like the Gemara asked on Chavtan. The hashtanami. The mishani. Excellent, Adam. So too when the Gemara answers Chavtan, the Gemara asks my lemeimer. What? You're not gaining anything. Why is one better than the other? What's one better than the other? So Yonatan suggested, so he said, Rabbi, why Taka did it? At the end of the day, so why didn't Mar choose Chavtan? So I said to you, maybe because Mar had a chiddush about Invat Linus Shil Chachilu, which we'll get to Blinetta tomorrow.
Is this the first time we receive a Shil Chavtan?
Yeah. I understand, but why is that answer Chavtan any better than just saying, give you a different seer, different case?
Because that's the
okay, I'm saying to you, what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is... Okay, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's a Bittul Barov, so it's fine. We all know that then. So I'm saying maybe there's an added knach that you're getting out of Eim Avat Linsu Chachila, maybe. That's what I'm thinking, okay? I hear what you're saying, so you got to say more than that.
Yeah.
That's a self-evident din, Bittul Barov.
Yeah.
You don't need a Gemara and Sukkah Daftese. We have it in Chulin, Yordea, okay? So I'm saying maybe that's what the Gemara had in mind. Okay, go ahead, Viteda. What's Viteda mean? Donnie, let's get this. You got the reading the Tysus? You worked so hard in Seder, I want you to get it. Viteda. You got that? Let's go, Viteda. I'm going to say it again. What do we say in the what do we say outside? What do we say outside? We said outside is that the Gemara is saying that the tree is contributing to the aggregate composite more shade than sunlight of the sukkah. Otherwise, we would ignore the tree. You must say that the kashlumar is that the shade, the little bit of shade of this tree is making it aggregate the whole sukkah has more shade than sunlight. Otherwise, if there is more shade than sunlight from the sukkah independently, we would care less about the tree. The Gemara can never get the kash out of its mouth. So why did the Gemara give that answer, that independently? It's because the Gemara had another answer, chavtan, which asked on that Milamemer too. This would also have been the Chiddush. So, you know, to ask you, so Rebbe, why at the end they went and say Chaftan? So I'm saying maybe based on what we'll say tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, and while there's a will be an answer why. Okay, go ahead, Viteda. Let's close with this. Viteda. He's going to bring you two rayas now to this notion. What notion, guys? What's the notion? That if you have a beautiful sukkah on its own, Donnie, I don't care about side stuff. I don't care about side stuff if the sukkah independently is good. You, do you got me? It's not Anchorage, Alaska. Let's go. You got me? You hear what I'm saying? It's not Anchorage. You know what I mean? You got a sukkah that's what? You got a sukkah that's independently good. So anything, any side thing is what? Any side thing I don't care about. Right? Okay? You got me? Tomorrow we'll open this one. I'm sorry, Yud. We'll open this one by me. Okay? Go ahead. What are the two proofs that we don't care about this? Go ahead, Viteda. Go ahead. Vafogav. The high luchudekoi, and the bach adds on the high luchudekoi. He adds on another order. High luchudek, high luchudek. Have lo amrinon. Period. Okay, what's the first proof? We'll close with this. We don't have time to do both rides. What's the riot from here? Please get it down. Donnie, what's the riot? You make a sukkah, and on the schach you have what? You have metal spits. You know what spits are? You do a barbecue.
Yes.
So you have spits, shbudin, you have schach. Spits, shbudin, or you make bed rails, or poles from beds. Then you have schach, aruchos amita. What's the din in that case? It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because there's a space between each. And even though what? Even though chavtan doesn't work. Even though, we didn't get up to that. Even though chavtan doesn't work, why doesn't chavtan work? Because why? When does chavtan work? When there's a taruvus. But here it's nicker that they're different. So why don't we passel it over there? Why don't we passel over there? You guys tell me. Because why do we not passel over there? Okay. Because if you remove the spits, yeah, you'd have enough schach anyway for the kosher. So if you have a beautiful sukkah, even if you add bad stuff, it doesn't passel my beautiful sukkah.
Why is it different than Asher's
Karnayim? It's the same thing. It's the same concept. It's on the side. Asher's Karnayim is even better. But here we're saying, Lamaisa, if I have more shade than sunlight from independent of my sukkah, I don't care about the metal. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow. We've got a lot to stop mincha. If you guys want, I'm giving a chabur today, 5:45 in the koil. Okay, to the koil. You guys want to come?